SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Job Creators Network, a pro-small business group, erects a billboard in the heart of Times Square that puts on full display for the tens of thousands of pedestrians and the world how President Biden's administration has allowed the southern border to descend into a crisis that's plaguing the entire United States.
Showing video of NYPD officers being recently beaten by a group of illegal migrants outside a taxpayer-funded shelter, the billboard reads, quote, "Hey Joe, if cops aren't safe because of your open borders, nobody is." In a written statement, Alfredo Ortiz, the group's CEO, notes that the chaos at the border is affecting the entire country, including small businesses that face elevated costs due to crime. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits fell again for the week ending February the 17th. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
With 201,000 Americans signing up, that's 12,000 less than the week before and the lowest level since January 20th. About 1,860,000 Americans are collecting jobless benefits, and unemployment remains at roughly 3.7%. Layoffs remain at low levels, although there has been an uptick in job cuts at high-profile companies, including Google parent Alphabet, the Los Angeles Times, Cisco Systems, UPS, Macy's, and Levi's. U.S. employers delivered a stunning burst of hiring in January, adding 353,000 jobs, twice as many as economists had expected. I'm Jennifer King.
A private lunar lander is circling the moon while aiming for a touchdown near the South Pole, a moon landing expected sometime today. Stock sharply higher. The Dow is up nearly 400 points. This is SRN News. Public schools in Utah are hiring gender transitions from parents.
The group Parents Defending Education has obtained training manuals that instruct teachers not to notify mom and dad if their child is living as the opposite sex in the classroom, unless the teacher decides there is a, quote, serious threat to the well-being of a student that parents should know about. The manual also orders teachers to use children's preferred pronouns, adding that kids have a right to privacy when it comes to their so-called gender identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention's top administrative body has ousted four congregations. One church violated SBC policy by having a woman as senior minister. Two others were accused of going against the denomination's sexual abuse policies. The fourth congregation was removed for its lack of financial participation. The church is located in Kentucky, North Carolina, and South Carolina. This is SRN News. Harvard University has condemned what it called a flagrantly anti-Semitic cartoon.
That cartoon was posted on social media by student and faculty groups that advocate for Palestinian liberation. Harvard's undergraduate Palestinian Solidarity Committee took responsibility, apologizing for what it acknowledged as an anti-Semitic trope and blaming it on ignorance and a lack of oversight. The Harvard faculty and staff for Justice in Palestine also apologized, saying it's contrary to their values. The image was removed, but not before it prompted a storm of criticism that Harvard isn't doing enough to protect its Jewish community. Keith Peters reporting.
A group of United States Congress members praising Taiwan's democracy during a visit to the island. That show of support is certain to draw scrutiny from China, which sees such displays as a challenge to its claim of sovereignty over the island. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.